global online opinion poll shows that a large proportion of people around the world agree that the World Health Organization should launch an investigation into the origins of COVID-19 in the United States. Over 81,000 people took part in the survey, and 83% of them support such a probe. Some respondents say the U.S. may be hiding something, given the sudden closure of the Fort Detrick Biological Lab in July 2019, when an unknown respiratory disease broke out in Virginia, and lung injuries related to e-cigarettes were reported in Wisconsin. They also noticed that among thousands of blood donations in 9 U.S. states collected between December 2019 and January of last year, over 100 samples tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies. The Chinese mainland reported 55 local COVID-19 cases on Sunday. 40 of them were found in Jiangsu, 7 in Hunan, 2 each in Beijing and Hubei, and 1 each in Shandong, Henan, Hainan, and Yunnan. At the Tokyo Games, Su Bingtian made history by becoming the first sprinter from China to appear in the Olympic men's 100-meter final. He finished in 6th as Italian sprinter Lamont Marcel Jacobs claimed the title of world's fastest man in 9.8 seconds for a new European record. In the semifinal, Su set a personal best of 9.83 seconds, which was also an Asian record. China bagged 3 gold medals on Sunday in athletics, diving, and badminton. The country has the most gold medals so far at 24 and has won 51 medals overall. Chen Yufei won China's 5th Olympic badminton women's singles gold medal in history. She withstood a late comeback from Tai Zhu Ying of Chinese Taipei to win in 3 sets in the final. Also on Sunday, Gong Li Jiao dominated the women's shot put to claim China's first Olympic gold in athletics. Chinese diver Shi Ting Mao won back-to-back Olympic titles in the women's 3-meter springboard. The United States has tallied 59 medals, the highest tally overall, with 20 golds. Japan ranks 3rd with 17 golds. Police in New York are searching for 2 suspects after 10 people were shot in Queens. The shooting took place in the borough's Corona neighborhood outside of a barbershop before 11 p.m. Saturday. Police say the 2 gunmen arrived at the scene on foot and opened fire on the crowd before fleeing on mopeds driven by 2 other people. Police say no one's been arrested in connection with the shooting. They say they'll be releasing photos and video of the scene. The Italian region of Lazio has reported that its health system computer network was deactivated on Sunday after what it's called a powerful hacker attack. The regional government said the attack temporarily shut down the region's health database, including its coronavirus vaccination program and the Health Lazio portal. The government added that defense and verification operations were launched in order to limit problems from the cyber attack. So far, more than 70% of the local adult population is already vaccinated. Jungle Cruise is dominating the North American box office. The Disney film is riding to an estimated $30 million U.S. dollar opening weekend. It's also available to rent on streaming service Disney Plus, but this release strategy has caused controversy. Hollywood actress Scarlett Johansson filed a breach of contract lawsuit against the studio for allegedly costing her millions of dollars in profit participation from her latest big-budget production, Black Widow.